Surat Luqman. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. These are the verses of the Book of Wisdom, a guide and a blessing for the righteous, who establish Salah, give Zakah, and firmly believe in the hereafter. These are on true guidance from their Rabb, and these are the ones who will attain felicity. Among the people there are some who purchase frivolous tales so that they may lead people away from the way of Allah without any knowledge and take the invitation to the right way as a mockery. For such people, there will be a humiliating punishment. When our revelations are recited to such a person, he turns his face away in arrogance, as if he did not hear them, or as if his ears are sealed. Announce to him the news of a painful punishment. As for those who believe and do good deeds, there will be gardens of delight, wherein they shall live forever. The promise of Allah is true. He is the Almighty, the Wise. He created the heavens without visible pillars. He set mountains on the earth, lest it convulse with you, and scattered through it all kinds of animals. We send down rain from the sky, with which we grow every type of noble species in pairs. This is Allah's creation. Now, show me what is there that others besides him have created. In fact, the wrongdoers are in manifest error. We gave wisdom to Luqman so that he may be grateful to Allah. The one who pays thanks does so for his own good, and the one who denies his favors should know that Allah is certainly free of all wants, worthy of all praise. When Luqman, while advising his son, said to him, O my son, do not ever commit shirk. Surely committing shirk is the worst iniquity. We have enjoined man concerning his parents. His mother carries him in her womb while suffering weakness upon weakness, and then weans him for 2 years. That's why we commanded him, give thanks to me and to your parents, and keep in mind that to me is your final goal. If they argue with you to commit shirk of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them. However, you should still treat them kindly in this world, but follow the way of that individual who has turned to me. After all, to me is your return. Then I will inform you about the reality of all that you have done. Luqman further said, O my son, Allah will bring all these things to light, be they as small as a grain of a mustard seed, be they hidden inside a rock, or high above the heavens, or deep down in the earth. Allah is well aware of all things to their finest details. O my son, establish Salah, enjoin good and forbid the evil, endure with patience whatever befalls you. Surely this shows your determination in conducting the affairs. Do not speak to people with your face turned away, nor walk proudly on earth, for Allah does not love any self-conceited boaster. Be moderate in your pace, and lower your voice, for the harshest of voices is the braying of a donkey. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to your benefit all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and has lavished on you his evident and hidden favors? Yet there are some people who still argue about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, or an enlightening book. When they are asked to follow what Allah has revealed, they reply, Nay, we shall follow the ways upon which we found our forefathers. What? Will you still follow them even though Shaitan invites them to the punishment of the blazing fire? He who surrenders himself to Allah and leads a righteous life has indeed grasped the most trustworthy handhold, as the ultimate disposal of affairs rests with Allah. As for he who disbelieves, let not his disbelief grieve you. To us is their return, and we shall inform them of the reality of their deeds. Surely Allah knows the secrets of the breasts. We let them enjoy for a while this life. Then, in the hereafter, we shall drive them to an unrelenting punishment. If you ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth? They will certainly say, Allah. Say, praise be to Allah. But the fact is that most of them do not use their common sense to understand. To Allah belong all that is in the heavens and the earth. Surely Allah is the one who is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. If all the trees on earth were pens and the ocean were ink, replenished by seven more oceans, the writing of Allah's words would not be exhausted. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Neither your creation nor your resurrection is anything but as simple as the creation and resurrection of a single soul. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Do you not see that Allah causes the night to pass into the day and the day into the night, that He has subjected the sun and the moon to follow His law, each pursuing its course for an appointed term, and that Allah is well aware of all your actions? This is because Allah is the only reality, and because all those to whom the people invoke besides Him are false, and because Allah is the One who is the Most High, the Great. Do you not see how the ships sail through the ocean by the grace of Allah, so that He may show you some of His signs? Surely there are signs in this for every patient, thankful person. When any giant wave covers them like a canopy, they pray to Allah with all devotion, making their faith pure for Him. But when He delivers them safely to land, some of them falter between belief and unbelief. None reject our revelations except the treacherous and the ungrateful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb, and fear the day when no father shall avail his son, nor a son his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true. Let not the life of this world deceive you, nor let the deceiver deceive you concerning Allah. Surely Allah alone has the knowledge of the hour. He is the one who sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs. No one knows what he will earn the next day, and no one knows in what land he will die. Surely Allah knows all this and is aware of everything. Surat As-Sajdah.